Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, where I just saw a bear on my morning walk, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of November 14th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So how was your 11-11? Mine was pretty fantastic. I adopted a dog this week. His name's Jasper, and he's 4. And on 11-11, at 11-11, it was snowing, and there was about an inch of snow on the ground, and Jasper and I went for a walk, and it was just magical with my new dog in the snow in my new town. And then right when we got home, I got the call that my furniture was finally going to be delivered the next day. So last night was the first night in 3 weeks that I slept in my own bed. It was lovely. It's the simple things in life, right? So the life adventure continues this week with the full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 19th. This is the beaver moon because it's a time of year when beavers seek shelter for the colder months coming. It's also known as the frost moon or the freezing moon for obvious reasons. Now, this year's beaver moon is extra spiritually significant because it's a partial lunar eclipse and it starts 2021's second and final eclipse season. So just as new moons are linked to beginnings and full moons are tied to endings, eclipses serve as celestial checkpoints. So eclipses help illuminate our karmic path. Astrologically speaking, they speed up time. They open new doors by slamming others shut. So we often find abrupt and sudden shifts occurring during eclipses. And yeah, the shifts can be jarring, but they also help us by speeding up the inevitable. So if you've been dragging your feet on anything, this eclipse is going to give you the push you need to get going. And remember, while this can be shocking, it's just speeding up what was inevitable because these events were going to happen eventually anyway. So this moon is in Taurus, and because Taurus is a fixed earth sign, this full moon is about getting in touch with our bodies and seeking security. Security and feeling secure when it comes to love, finance, and self-worth. But because this moon is also an eclipse, we want to be prepared for these unexpected things, these sudden shifts, which throw us out of our comfort zone, making it really important to find ways to stay grounded right now. So the name of the game this week and for the next 4 weeks is to stay grounded. Now, being grounded is all about being centered and balanced within your body and having just this strong sense of calm. And because these eclipses have these huge shifts and these sudden endings, there's lots of emotions involved. It can be emotional. And this week, it's really important to focus on remaining balanced and calm. And you do this through meditation, taking a social media break. Have you been thinking about taking a break from social media? Now's the time to do it. Getting outside in nature more, even in your bare feet. If you live somewhere that's warm enough, you can do that. Doing things for others always takes you out of your head and helps you to remain grounded and get back to that sense of calm. And then breathing with affirmations, which means just taking some deep breaths and saying affirmations like, I am open to what is best for me. I let go of all that does not serve me. I now release all fears, worries, and anxieties and trust that all is well. Grounding crystals can also help us right now because crystal evokes the element of earth, which is the ruling element of this powerful Taurus full moon. So crystals like clear and smoky quartz, black and red jasper, did I mention my dog's name is Jasper, turquoise, and hematite, all will be really good. We use the energy of crystals by meditating with them or just wearing them like jewelry or even just putting them in your pocket. It's easy peasy to use crystals. One of the important things about this lunar eclipse is that it marks the beginning of a brand new eclipse cycle. So from now through October 2023, there will be 7 eclipses across the Taurus-Scorpio axis, and this is referred to as an eclipse series. So because this Taurus-Scorpio eclipse series is just getting started, we want to pay extra attention to anything that's taking place right now, anything that's happening. So what kind of situations are you encountering? Who is showing up in your life? What are your hopes and dreams? Where are your disappointments, and what things are causing you pain? So pay attention to what's going on right now, because we're going to be working with this stuff over and over through the entire next eclipse series through October 2023. So this Taurus-Scorpio axis is associated with themes surrounding stability and intimacy, which are guaranteed to radically change the next 2 years. And because this full moon is in Taurus, which is all about security, which most of us, that means money, you might start to go to lack and scarcity thinking. That might be popping up right now for you. And we already see this in our society. When you turn on the news and all you hear is about the high inflation, the cost of gas and food and heating, and even that we might have trouble getting our Christmas presents. So we can see that collective scarcity happening out there in society, but that doesn't mean that you have to buy into it. The energy right now is going to trigger these thoughts of not enough money. And we know that we attract what we focus on. So it's really important not to focus on your lack of money or lack of anything right now. And if and when you find yourself there, which I think most of us will, it's important that you shift out of these thoughts right away. And how you do that, how do you shift out of these thoughts? The first is to examine the fear, like look at it. Is it real? Is this really going to cut into your abundance? If it is real, then we need to do something about it. Taking action right now will empower you and make you feel better. So take action, cut back on expenses, refinance your house, look at a side gig for the holidays. Don't sit and worry, take action. And then physically do something to shift your energy. So the moment that you notice, oh, I might be in scarcity thinking right now, we gotta shift out of that. And the quickest and easiest way for me to do that is exercise. So when you notice, oh, I'm in scarcity thinking, get up and do 10 jumping jacks. Take a quick walk around the block. Do some extra strong workouts for this next month. Also, taking about 10 minutes to appreciate all the abundance you do have in your life. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about family, friends, your job, your partner, your dog, your home, that you have food, that you have water, that you have hot water, that you have warm clothing, focusing even for 10 minutes on all the abundance that you do have will shift you quickly out of that scarcity mindset. So when you're experiencing these lack thoughts, shift out of them as soon as you realize you're in them, immediately. We know staying in lack energy is just going to attract more lack energy. So we have to do the work to move ourselves out of this energy. And this is hanging around for a month or so. So we got to do the work. This is just not one of those sit back and make it through times. No, do the work to shift your mindset back to one of abundance. So breathing and saying abundant affirmations also works. Like, I have enough. I am enough. There is enough. I am abundant. You know the deal. We've talked about these before. So while these full moons are powerful times for doing, you know, personal rituals and moon magic, we don't do those on eclipses. So eclipses are an exception because the energies right now are just too chaotic. So instead of doing a full moon ritual with this full moon, just immerse yourself in change and embrace whatever the universe sends your way right now. It is all for your highest good. Even if it doesn't seem like it, and you can't even imagine how this could possibly be for your highest good. Trust me, right now, it's all for your highest good. Astrologers say that the 4 to 6 week time periods of eclipse seasons are supercharged. And this is due to the profound transformation and metamorphosis in every corner of your life. So, you know, no big deal. Yeah, just another eclipse. It's important to remember, however, that eclipses won't make anything happen that wasn't meant to be. Eclipses don't create new circumstances. They just accelerate everything. And you know, we don't need to be scared of eclipse season. Not only are everything happening, it's inevitable, but it actually helps us access our destiny. It's like we're hitting the fast forward button on life. So eclipses want you to live your best life. So if anything is not in alignment, we're talking your job, romance, emotionally, anything, the eclipses are going to change it. So see, the eclipses are our friends, nothing to be afraid of. I just like to think of it as a fast forward button. So to recap, let's just take a moment and recognize the significance of this time. We want to stay grounded by medicating. I might have said medicating. I don't mean medicating. This particular time, I mean meditating. Taking the social media break, getting outside in nature, doing things for others, and breathing with affirmations. Affirmations also help with staying out of lack thinking. So don't let scarcity thinking live in your head. Shift your thoughts with doing something physical, appreciating the abundance you already do have, and taking action. This is going to be around for a while. We're in this energy for about a month. So if you don't take some type of action right now, you're going to be marinating in lack and scarcity thinking for a month. I just don't think that that has a good outcome. So do the work right now. Do the work to shift out of that thinking. And if you need any help keeping your thoughts abundance, toward abundance and focused right now, I am having a sale on my 28 Days of Making Money program. It's 50% off. It's only $14. You can find that under products on my website. And I do a little video each day and it's infused with energy. So just putting it on, playing the video for that minute should give you a little energy boost. And you know, there's some good shit in there too. This is how, when I am in lack thinking, I shift out of it. So I do the exact steps in here that I take to shift out. So as usual, thank you for listening. Hey, this is an important, significant time for us. I am excited for the fast forward button. You know, sometimes it feels like we're stuck, you know, in life, and this is just, everything's moving now. It's all moving and it's all for our highest good. So embrace this life-changing week. Have a great week, and I will talk to you again next week.